We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Kuf Beis in the Mechon Shalem edition, Reish Lamed Aleph in the Mosander of Kuk edition. This is the idea that Hashem tells Moshe, take a serpent, make a serpent out of copper, put it on a banner, and whoever gets bitten by the snake and look up to that serpent and be healed. Hashem caused the problem. Hashem sent the illness. Hashem sent these serpents to bite them. And here, Hashem caused that they would have a more severe punishment. That they have these biting serpents that would harm them worse than the other afflictions they had throughout the desert when they were punished. Because they turned on Hashem and Moshe without cause. They had man every day. They had water. They turn around and they say, "Ah, we have no bread, we have no water, we're sick and tired of this food." In all their other complaints, they sinned because they went too far. But they had a basis. They had a shortage of something. They said, you know, we want meat. So they shouldn't have asked for the excess of meat. But they had a basis. Alamayim, they said we want water. They were right, they were entitled to water, but they went too far in the way they asked for it. Aval kan lo chasru davar. But here you had a situation where they weren't lacking anything. They were looking to complain. And that's why they were punished differently. Yes?
So, you mentioned the thing where they look at the snake to be healed, right? The fact that that's become such a simple problem.
Let's wait and hear what the Ran has to say. In complaining, when there was nothing to complain about, they showed a great evil in their soul, and there was no excuse. It was just evil in their heart. And when a person has something wrong inside of him, you could give him the greatest gift, and he could turn on it and say, who wants that? Hashem gave them the best food, and they turn on it and they say, we're sick and tired of this. And you will see that the children do this too. You get them the best thing in the world, and who wanted that birthday cake? Yeah, they could turn on anything, right? You could give them the best time in the world, but when there's something rotten, and then sometimes you have to react the way Hashem reacted, to take out the abscess. You know, there's something here that's causing you not to like anything. And if that's so then we have to deal with that. Forget the cake. So what was their sin? That they were able to take something good and look at it bad and speak badly. Lashon hara. What's lashon hara? You have a human being who has a lot of assets, a lot of traits, and you zone in on one point and you say, look at him. He's so annoying. That's lashon hara. You zone in on one thing and you say, okay, let me find what's wrong with this. Where's the one who was able to zone in? That's the snake. That's the serpent. What did the Jews do? You had Adam in the Garden of Eden. Eve, they have all the fruits of the garden. Comes the snake and zones in on one and says, I hear you guys don't get anything here. That's what it says. What did the serpent say? Black and white. It says in the Torah. I hear you guys can't eat anything in this garden. So the woman says, no, we could eat. It's just one tree. And he says, yeah, but you know, that's the tree. Now that's lashon hara. You know, a person can have the most fantastic friend, and he has one point which doesn't really bother him, and someone comes over and says, don't you find it annoying? He has to shower after davening? He has to talk to you without brushing his teeth in the morning? So you never thought about it. It was like one thing. But now he says, you know, he's such an inconsiderate person. He doesn't know where he's living. And you can come, you can zone in on that one point, you can develop it and mushroom, and now I go, okay, now you walk away and you say, gee, I hope he doesn't talk to me tomorrow morning. We're out of time a week, so we'll talk after class. Ki kmo she'anachash mazik lelo toelet, rak letachlit ro ha'inyano, because a snake, as the Talmud says, other animals consume what they bite. The snake, he can bite a human, he could bite a horse. He's not eating that horse, he's not eating the human. Ken ba'al lashon hara yishlach piu l'ra'a ve'lo l'toel et atzmo. When a person says Lashon Hara, it's the same thing. He's biting, he's placing his venom, and he's walking away. He doesn't eat the person he just killed. That's what our sages say in Gemara Tanis. In the future, all animals will gather by the snake and tell him, Aridores v'ochel, a lion, so he pounces on something, but he eats it. Ze'ev, the wolf, well, he attacks, but toref v'ochel, but he wolves it down. Atamana yesh lecha, you've bitten so many creatures and killed them that you didn't eat. What do you benefit from them? The snake says, and all those people, the human beings who bite one another, speak badly about one another, and they don't benefit from them. So that's Chazal derived it from a verse. So the Ran says, being that they showed that that's where their hearts were. Shalach behem ha-ra'im she-manchashim. So Hashem sent the worst of snakes. Ve-manchashim ha-srafim asherem betachlit ha-ro'a. Those are those serpents which are the worst. Vayam Yisrael ma-she-haya. And then, at that time, what happened to Israel, we know what happened. A lot of people died. V'chakach she-itvadu al-avonam v'shavu b'tshuma. And you notice, there's a fascinating thing happens in that story. Every other time we're in trouble, Moshe starts davening. Moshe davens, Hashem turns back. This time the serpents are biting, people are dropping like flies, and you don't hear Moshe. Moshe is not talking, Hashem's not talking, it's just happening. And there was a certain point where it's as though it's staring at you, that Moshe was waiting for the people to wake up and come and say, we were wrong. And that's what happens. And that's what the Ran says. They themselves repented. They did tshuva. And I can tell you educationally, sometimes that's the way a parent has to behave. I can tell you, when I was a kid, so we once went away for Shabbos. And we had an uncle and aunt who were the most fun. And Matzei Shabbos, they were going to take us out for pizza and give us a really good time. And my father shows up at the door. He had left right after Shabbos to pick us up. He had to fly out the next morning. So he came right after Shabbos and destroyed those plans. So we had a great Shabbos. And suddenly we had all these plans from Matzei Shabbos. And my father shows up at the door to take us for the long drive home. So my father asked me, how was Shabbos? And I said, good, until you showed up. Not one word. My father didn't say a word. He took the stuff to the car. Took me home. Didn't say a word. So I don't know how old I was. I don't know, 7, 8, 9... I don't know, but it's sad. I'm in the car. I don't exist. We come home. I don't exist. My father didn't say a word. He waited for me to say I'm sorry, that it wasn't nice. But you know, it's not comfortable. You try talking to a father and he's not talking to you. Sometimes when a person has a lot of good and there's something wrong in them that they can't see that good, so they can come back and look at the one who drove them there, drove them back, did everything to make it happen and say, it was good till you showed up. So then you have to wait, let the person stew a little bit and get the message, hey, I got it. There's something wrong here by me. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't talk to them. The snakes were biting. No one's saying a word. Moshe's waiting. They did tshuva. That's what the Pasuk says. Vayvo amen Moshe. The nation initiates. They come to Moshe. By the ego, we don't find they did that. Moshe's davening long before they come to him. By the Meraglim, every time you see Moshe's davening. Here, you don't see Moshe davening. He didn't say a word. They came to him. The nation said, we sinned, we spoke against Hashem and you. And then Hashem tells Moshe, Amar Hashem Yitbach, and Moshe, and we're in the middle of a thought, but we're out of time. We'll pick up here, Bezat Shem.